Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hi, Rebels, and welcome to Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm Alea, and I'm talking to Andrea Day. Andrea told us the story of the incredible jazz pianist, singer, and actor, Hazel Scott. Go listen if you haven't already. Hi, Andrea. So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hey, guys. Peace and blessings. Andrea Day here. So, I am a singer, a songwriter, and an actress and an activist. And I think the most important thing that I want you all to know is that I am, like you all, a rebel girl.
Andrea, what inspires you to make music?
What inspires me to make this music or to put out what I put out into the world, first, for me, it's a spiritual thing. It is my relationship with God, and that goes hand in hand with my purpose, you know, and doing things purposefully and doing things with intention and understanding that no matter how big or how small, you have a platform and you have a voice.
You brought us the story of Hazel Scott, who fought really hard for recognition. Do you relate to her story?
Absolutely. I mean, it's absolutely a story that I can relate to. And then it's also a bit of a story that I can't fully relate to. You know, women like Hazel Scott and Billie Holiday and Eartha Kitt and Nina Simone, you know. Unfortunately, Hazel's story and what happened to her happened to a lot of our great musical and artistic heroes. You definitely, I think as a woman, you know, and particularly a woman of color, you do have to fight for representation, you know, and you have to fight to be representation the way we need to be to our younger generation.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She's hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free.
Plus, check out the app's cool features like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent trusted and kids safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You brought up Billie Holiday. She and Hazel were friends, right?
There's photos of Billie Holiday and Hazel Scott sitting at the piano, and Billie Holiday is kind of standing over her, sitting over her, and looking on her with just such a loving, sort of doting, almost motherly look. And those photos struck me, and then I went to kind of look at stories about them and found out really how much Billie Holiday loved and supported Hazel Scott. And I think it really struck me because we often, as women, we're more so told stories about how we're competing against each other and stories about how we've torn each other down or how we beat this person out for this spot. And for me, it's just, I think I crave stories and things about women who are supporting each other and loving each other and have a kinship and understand that their value is actually not increased when they're separated, but is increased as we're together.
Yes, Rebel Girls standing with other Rebel Girls. Okay, Andrea, can you tell us how you even start to write music?
So I will say this process for me does not always look the same song by song. But one thing I do constantly do is write everything down. Write it down. If a melody comes to mind, I record it. If I'm working with musicians, I'll have them play and I'll just start freestyling melodies. Like just sing, whatever comes to mind. Then listen back and pluck out those things that grab you the most. So, you know, it's arbitrary, but the one thing I can say is record and write down everything, because the fleeting thought that you think is a fleeting thought could actually be your rise up, or it could be your gem.
That's really good advice on the creative process. Any life advice you can share?
My advice would be to trust in God. And you do not have to prove yourself, because you are worthy. And to love and value other Rebel Girls, you know what I mean? And you know what? Compliment. Anytime you see your sister, because those are your sisters, and you have an exchange, compliment them. Compliment them on their hair, on their outfit, on their personality, on their character, on what they've accomplished, on who they are.
Finally, Anja, what makes you a Rebel Girl?
What makes me a Rebel Girl? I think what makes me a Rebel Girl is I'm okay with people's disapproval. I'm okay with people's disapproval as long as I know that I am aligned and I'm walking in purpose. If I know that I am living up to the purposes of my life, the full potential of my life, then nothing's gonna stop me. That's what leads me. That's what guides me.
Thank you so much for being here, Andrea, and bringing us the story of Hazel Scott.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
And thank you for listening. If you like the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and share it with all of your friends. Catch you next time. Stay Rebel.
Thanks for listening to this episode, Rebels. Did you know there's a whole world of Rebel Girls to explore? Go to rebelgirls.com/more to check out our latest books, t-shirts, crafting kits, and, well, more. Visit rebelgirls.com/more. Until next time, stay Rebel.
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do. That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers, from Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison? Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.